Welcome, everyone, to the Angel News Network Divine Discussions. I'm Philip Collins, and I'm here with Joelle Stacey and Sharon Ann Meyer and Jeff Fasano, who is in Nashville. We welcome you and wish you a Happy New Year. We are excited to announce this year we're going to be having a combined program in the beginning of the year. So the Divine Plan for the 2017 Angel News Network Divine Discussion schedule has now been revealed by multidimensional realms. At present, the increased rotation of the planet and other cosmic events are empowering our individual and collective ascension process like never before. No matter what is transpiring in our outside 3D world, we're being given the tools to transcend these events while having our feelings and create the lives and the world we say we want through new soul families manifesting love, peace, equality, harmony, and balance. Archangel Michael, via trans-channel Jeff Fasano, will present on the first Thursday of each month a monthly message on the aspects of self, expressing a greater truth of self-empowerment, allowing a deeper love of others, love being the key component of our truth. These components will facilitate the creation of new soul families, utilizing our tools of resonance and discernment by incorporating self-mastery, self-love. The year 2017 will be the year of asserting our truth, not combating the outside world. Archangel Michael has presented the following quarterly breakdown for 2017. Quarter number one, the first 3 months, we will experience an accelerated path supported by multidimensional realms. Quarter number two, the second 3 months, will be a slower energetic pace, allowing an integration of higher realms, supporting and being able to look differently at ourselves and our world and lives. Quarter number three, the third 3 months, will be more assertive multidimensional energies coming in, which will accelerate our path and our growth. The last quarter, quarter number four, the last 4 months, will be a period of reflection where we can see our growth of self and new relationships we have created. As always, you will have your opportunity to ask Archangel Michael via trans-channel Jeff Fasano a question or receive a message from Michael. Interspersed with this, Ascended Master Saint Germain through me, Philip Collins, as a channel, has presented a new, simplified, personal, seven discourse teaching to reveal how we may also ascend as did Saint Germain, having once been human, from the third to the fifth dimension and achieve our own personal ascended mastership, which is the divine destiny of humanity. These ascended master teachings will be presented the third week of each month, alternating with Archangel Michael's messages. Saint Germain is playing an essential role in the spiritual evolution of humanity for thousands of years and was a key force in the founding of the United States of America as a worldwide sanctuary for love, peace, equality, harmony, and balance. Having been human himself, Saint Germain will be presenting a factual personal account as exactly how he achieved his ascension into a higher frequency by making it his priority. There are PDF and ebook versions of these seven discourses teachings available to all of you. As we go through these teachings, we shall be dialoguing with Saint Germain as we are tonight with each discourse, and tonight is discourse number one. You will have your own opportunity, your own divine discussion, if you will, to ask questions or clarification directly from Saint Germain. Presently, the higher realms are assisting humanity in an unprecedented, accelerated, integrated force field to support our evolution into a higher frequency of existence like never before. The Angel News Network is honored to be in service to this mission. We will be issuing through your email a list and a schedule for the interspersed of Archangel Michael via trans-channel Jeff Fasano and Saint Germain's teachings via myself throughout the year. You'll be getting this in your email blast. So prior to going into trance tonight, I'm just going to read the introduction to this teaching and realizing we're going to be going through discourse 1 through 7. There's also an extensive glossary of terms that will be applied into these discourses as well. The great ascended master, Saint Germain, who has played an essential role in the spiritual evolution of humanity for thousands of years, gave these teachings to us. Saint Germain was a key force in the founding of the United States as a sanctuary for freedom and equality, as mentioned earlier. Ascended masters are higher realm divine beings who were once human and who chose to ascend from a dense third dimensional reality into the higher frequency of the fifth dimension, the divine destiny of all of humanity. They achieve this by making their ascension the priority of their earthly lives so that they might transmute from the dualistic me consciousness, third dimension, into the higher vibrational state of the unified we consciousness, the fifth dimension. These new teachings reveal how we also may ascend from the third to the fifth dimension and achieve our own personal ascended mastership. Since many extensive teachings of Saint Germain already exist and are widely available, Saint Germain tells us that these particular discourses offer a simplified teaching designed to give us a more immediate connection with the frequency we're all destined to become. These discourses will soon expand with a dialogue between Saint Germain and myself, spiritual journalist Joel Anastasi, as co-founders of the Angel News Network. We'll be collaborating on that, and tonight, of course, is an essential part of that particular event. These discourses have been received concurrent with two powerful energetic phenomena in 2016. The starseed energies coming in into the Earth plane each month in 2016 from the star seeds, the star system that seeded our planet. And those are all available through Archangel Michael and Archangel Uriel on our websites. And the second event was the harmonic convergence with the powerful energetic influence of its planetary alignment through that which happened in mid-August. And these events are going to be continuing in 2017, which will be explained to you on a month-by-month basis. A significant body of these discourses, these Saint Germain discourses in this case, focuses on the self-empowering tools of the I Am Presence and the Violet Flame, which assists humanity in raising our energetic frequency so we can ascend into a higher frequency of existence. It is the sole plan option for each of us to become ascended masters during this final 2,000-year cycle of the planet, the age of Aquarius, creating our final golden age. So Saint Germain asks us if we are ready to wake up. So that is an introduction to these discourses. I'm now going to go into trance, and I'll be assisted by Joel and Sam, who will take us through these discourses, and we will interface with Saint Germain, and you will have an opportunity to do the same at the same time. So I will be quiet and now go into trance, and you guys can take it over. Greetings, beloved students of ascension. This is your friend, this is your teacher, Saint Germain, coming to you at this pivotal point within your Earth's ascension process, thus the ascension process of humanity upon and within the body of this particular planet. We decided to come to you at this particular time with a simplified, concise version of this teaching due to the chaos, the conflict, and often the confrontation that is taking place in your 3D world in order to remind you of the many higher realm tools that are given to you and asking you the question, are you ready to apply them? As has been discussed and described to you within the introduction this evening, this will be a 7-discourse teaching along with an extensive glossary of terms, which will give you a concise, simplified teaching tool of ascension to achieve exactly what I have done once having been human. It is my intention as an ascended master to allow you to have a personal and immediate an emotional connection to my frequency and my existence. In order to allow that emotional and mental connection between the two of us to be a pathway, a direct pathway for yourselves. Because I have achieved this ascended mastership does not make me better than you presently are. You're all exactly where you need to be at this particular time. You're all on a journey of the choices and the decisions that you're making in being human, learning the way you are choosing to be human, and to learn what you need to learn the way you need to learn it, beloved students. What makes all of this rather unprecedented and unique at this time is that you are within the final 2,000-year cycle of your planet. I myself achieved my ascension within a 2,000-year cycle within a planet, which included within the 19th century of this Earth realm. And for those of you who choose to do the same, you will be given the opportunity at this time. Some will choose it in this incarnation, some will choose it in the next or the next. And for those of you who choose not to ascend, there will be given opportunities for you to do so through your freedom of choice and freedom of will in another location, if you will. So let us begin with these discourses, which will be shared through an integrated process of the masculine and the feminine energy. And with these particular teachings, we will elaborate, if you will, we will clarify, and we will open up to any questions that you need. The reason we set the format that we set is that it allows an integration of the individuals who are participating in a more forthright way, rather than we just spelling it out and speaking it out. It is very important at this point, essential at this point, that there be a participation of an integration. So let us begin with discourse number one, Who Am I?
Discourse number one is the title that Saint Germain just said, Who Am I? Beloved students, it is important and essential for you to know and remember that I have been human just like you.
This is not a completely unique phenomenon. You also have the inner Earth civilizations who were once on the surface of your planet, Lemuria, Atlantis, early Egypt, Aztec, Mayan, Hopi, Greek, who also are comprised of the same DNA as you, as we are the ascended mastership. So this gives us a more direct DNA link than the other realms, dear ones.
Many of the higher realms have never been human. I am proof that you can and will achieve what I have chosen to be and do.
This is very important, dear ones, that what we have achieved as wayshores and pathfinders for you is possible for each and every one of you. We are living eternal proof of that.
And that is to become an ascended master. I am the divine wayshower, and so are you.
A key line in that particular sentence in teaching, beloved students, is, and so are you. We are being and doing this ascension process in concert together, not separated. We, in effect, need your participation as much as you need our participation. So, in effect, our hands and hearts are joining within this process. Are there any questions about this?
The only question, that when I was talking with the two Marys, Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene, they from time to time would make the clarifying statement that we have been human, we have walked in your shoes, we understand. And you say here many of the higher realms have never been human. I realize that you mentioned that you have been human, and because you're proof that you can, that we can become an ascended master just as you have. I'm curious, is there any substantive difference that you might point to in the difference between the wisdom coming from a divine entity that has been a human versus one that is not?
The energetic connection is the DNA link. Since we have been human and walked on the earth and had multiple incarnational cycles, and we'll review some of the ones that I have had, and you have had many as well, that is the most unique aspect of this. But each of the higher realms, be the archangelic, angelic, star, or galactic, have a responsibility and a duty, if you will, for certain aspects and commitments and responsibilities to their work upon this particular planet. And we all work in concert. There are councils in the inner Earth and out within the galaxy where we often join forces within our work. Does that help you, dear one?
What's the value of that DNA link? That's the one connection between you and us. What's the value of that?
It is the eternal energetic incarnational to incarnational connection that can never die, that does not exist with the other higher realms who have never been human. It is a promise. It is a direct pathway to what is possible. It is a tangible connection to your divinity, since we have had individuated incarnational experiences which has supported the ascension of humanity and the planet herself.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Like you, I have had many incarnations on this planet. Not to overload you with historical information, I shall briefly review some, not all, significant ones. You, too, have had some lifetimes that made a huge difference in the ascension of the planet and humanity.
Dear ones, some of the incarnational cycles that I have had, and once being human, and in your vernacular, may sound impressive. These are choices that I made and chose within my soul plan to have. Each of you have had your own pathways and incarnational choices and pathways, some as essential as the ones that I have had. The channel that we're coming through at this time has had incarnational cycles such as Akhenaten or Moses or being a high priest in Lemuria or a high priest in Atlantis. And so have you all, dear ones. And so have you all. And it is those DNA links that make this so individually and collectively empowering. Continue, dear one.
I was the father of Jesus and the husband of Mary. I was the alchemist and prophet Merlin during the court of King Arthur. I was Christopher Columbus, who rediscovered North America. I was Francis Bacon, statesman, philosopher, and literary master you know as Shakespeare. My last human lifetime was the Count Saint Germain, where I assisted in the creation of the United States of America and received my dispensation to ascend. All these incarnations were experienced within a 2,000-year Earth cycle ending during your 19th century calendar.
And what's happening now, since I was able to achieve those incarnations and others, actually, which are not designated, within that 2,000-year cycle, you're now within the final 2,000-year cycle of this particular planet ascending into a body of light, a star, if you will, returning to the format from which you came. But let's take each incarnational cycle and see if you can link it to yourselves and how it is moving humanity forward. Begin with the first one, dear one.
The father of Jesus and husband of Mary.
And what happened there? What happened there was the Christ consciousness was once again in a DNA human incarnational cycle, brought back into humanity again, having been introduced to humanity many, many times in previous formats and earlier civilizations. The Christ consciousness did not begin with the entity of Jewish Jesus. It began many, many millennia ago and many, many incarnational cycles. But in this particular case, it was to reintroduce the Christ consciousness once again, that would be reborn within each one of you at this particular time. The next incarnational cycle, please.
Merlin during the court of King Arthur.
Merlin, the alchemist, not necessarily turning base metal into gold, but the alchemic process would be the discovery of self, who you are, why you are here, and mastering self through the love of self. And that self-mastery allows life mastery, which is the mission and the purpose for all of you. The next cycle, please.
May I ask you a question about that?
Of course.
Did Robert Baker channel Merlin when we were on a trip to Egypt in 2004?
Yes, beloved student.
You were a tough guy in those interviews with the folks. You were very challenging.
Yes, there was a purpose in that assertive energy. The assertive energy was to raise the defenses, the ego defenses surrounding a wound, in order to bring them forward for clearing and cleansing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you greeted me with, hello, little man.
Yes, we did, dear one.
I never forgot it.
So what would be the meaning, value, and purpose of bringing that up?
You forced me to examine myself to see whether or not I was living my potential.
That is the reason of that assertive energy. And actually, while we're on the topic of the word assertion, the energy coming in right now, as the rotation of the planet is increasing, the starseed energies are coming in, which this particular endeavor of the Angel News Network brought forward to you in 2016, and will continue to give you revelations month by month through the archangelic realms of Michael via the trans-channel Jeff. You will see how this is increasing and increasing and increasing, and you're feeling that assertion and the need and the choice, if you will, to support one another through that assertion will become vital. Continue.
The next was Christopher Columbus, who rediscovered North America.
Key word, rediscovered.
Right.
This particular continent you call the United States of America, which we were very, very key in helping create, and we'll get into that at another time, exactly how the attentions and intentions to create this particular country called the United States of America were brought about, how the Founding Father papers were created, and the mission of the United States to bring love, peace, harmony, equality, and balance as a sanctuary to the entire planet will be brought forward in more detail at a later date. Continue.
The next was Francis Bacon, who, among other things, was literary master known as Shakespeare.
And who was Shakespeare? What did Shakespeare bring out into the world? He was the alchemist. He was the ultimate metaphysician who was able to look at all the foibles of the human condition and write them within something called a play, dealing with the emotions, the thoughts, the physical actions of humanity in order for it to be a mirror of healing and increasing your consciousness, dear one. Continue.
And your last human lifetime was the Count Saint Germain, who assisted in the creation of the United States of America.
What happened with that particular incarnational cycle in order to prove the reality of the ascended mastership realms was I was given a dispensation to be able to appear in multiple locations at the same time in different courts throughout Europe and the world to prove that this was possible. This is actually what you're proving to yourselves, dear one, your own multidimensionality. You are actually experiencing multiple lifetimes in multiple frequencies at this time. And the densest frequency is the 3D human experience, which is the last experience in all the ones that you're having that actually feels the effect of the ascension process. Let us say this again. You're all multidimensional beings actually experiencing many realms simultaneously that are of a higher frequency, but the one that you're in now, the one that you've chosen to be in, is the one last affected by the ascension process. It's the densest, and it's the reason it requires often the most dramatic and sometimes challenging tools to break through. Does this make sense, dear students?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
May I ask a question?
Yes, you may.
It seems that you... Oh,
would you ask, would you come up here and ask the people in the audience can hear it?
Oh, sorry, sure.
Yes, of course. So many of your incarnations were as individuals who became very well known throughout their, during their time on this planet. And did you also have incarnations when you were a peasant, perhaps, or someone who did not achieve that kind of fame and notoriety?
Yes. There was a buildup in your vernacular of choosing and being chosen for specific incarnational functions, and there was a buildup to be this. Within each one of you, there's a seed within your heart, the DNA of your heart, of ascended mastership that is always there. And for me, it ripened through a series of incarnational cycles that allowed the ones that you are hearing that you become, that you became aware of, that, that had a place in history. This seed, this mastership seed, is implanted in each one of you. So what is happening within this increased assertion and rotation of energy with the planet and higher realm frequencies coming in, this seed is being activated through the heart, which is activating your crown chakra, which is opening your crown chakra and allowing the higher realm multidimensional wisdoms and energy and tools to come in. Do you understand, beloved students, the process? The seed starts within your heart space, okay? It's activated by the entire ascension process of the planet. It moves up from your heart into your crown chakra, opens that chakra, allowing a gateway of above and below, an osmotic process of energy to come in. That is actually the dispensation that allows us to be speaking to you at this time and for you to receive these wisdom. Do you understand, beloved students? Are there any questions about the mechanics or the science of this process at this time and what's facilitating it?
I don't have any additional questions at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. That's a good question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let us proceed. Let us proceed.
So I have a question concerning the parallel lives. Would it be astute to note that many of us are waking up in the middle of the night for a frequency reset, having transmuted those parallel lives that we're living?
How would you explain transmuted a parallel life?
It's my understanding that what's happening is we are coming back to the oneness of which we really never left, but within this 3D dimension and our parallel lives, we have to coalesce all of those parallel lives, so we have to transmute and cleanse and clear anything within those lives and balance everything to come back to that oneness. So when we're in a parallel life during our sleep, we get to a point where we need a frequency reset, so we wake up in the middle of the night.
The key component is to remember that those previous parallel lives are a higher frequency than the one you're in at present, within your choice to be in the 3D human format now, which is a choice that you have chosen. As a contribution to the ascension process of this planet and creation itself, So the answer to your question is yes. But is it important and essential to realize and to repeat that this is the densest where you are now, where I have been previously, is the last affected? It's why it requires and often receives the dramatic, in your vernacular, challenges that it takes to break through them. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, does anyone else have any other questions? Okay, moving on. We of the Ascended Mastership Realms consider this endeavor a simplified, concise teaching of all that has preceded it.
There are hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions, of this particular frequency's teachings, and all of that is available to you. Again, to reiterate, the reason for this is to reduce and eliminate as much fear, doubt, or ignorance that we actually exist, and to allow a simplified, concise version of these teachings to be available at this time. That does not mean that a deeper understanding of what is being presented is not available to you. It is. Continue, please.
The meaning and value of this outreach is for you to have a more immediate connection dialogue with the frequency you are destined to become.
There it is, a dialogue with this frequency. We wish for you to stop and think about that, dear ones. In the past, that was something in your historical events that only happened to a precious few. What is happening for all of you now is you have, if you so choose, immediate access to we of the higher realms to gain the wisdom and the tools that you need to assist you in your ascension process. Continue, please.
This in no way attempts to be a complete teaching from our fifth dimensional realm.
There are many, many, many volumes available to you in much greater detail for those of you who resonate with that process.
It is our intention that some of your fear, doubt, and ignorance regarding us is healed through this interchange.
That is the basic, essential reason for this teaching coming through this particular channel at this particular time.
Once there is further trust that we truly exist and you fully surrender, receive our love and support, the sooner your ascension process will flow with grace and ease.
Keyword, trust. A lot of trust has been taken away from your beloved students through betrayal, being killed for being who you are in past lifetimes, or even having that threat in the current lifetime. Returning to that trust through that seed within the heart, that ascended master seed within the heart, and through that trust allowing a surrendership to receive the support and love you need from we of the higher realms and other realms as well. As this particular endeavor, we'll be alternating our tools and wisdoms of the Ascended Mastership Realm, in this particular case, Saint Germain, and there are many other Ascension Mastership Realms, in combination with the Archangelic Realm of Michael. You'll be able to see how they interact. You'll be able to see how they support one another. And what we wish to make you aware of at this time, in the middle of your year 2017, and if you add up 2017, you come to the number one, which is a number of rebirth, reawakening, ascension. There will be an intersection of higher realms, and additional dispensations will come and abilities will come to continue to support you in a more forthright way. Continue, please.
John.
At the end of it?
It is within.
Okay, it is within your divine soul plan that each of you becomes an ascended master.
What does that mean? Let's take a moment, beloved students. Read the sentence again.
It is within your divine soul plan that each of you becomes an ascended master.
Place your hands upon your hearts, beloved students, and ask yourself, do I believe this? Do I believe this? Do I know within my heart, within that my heart contains a seed of my ascended mastership that has always existed? It existed before I chose to become human. It is in the process of being awakened by me mastering being human, not eliminating being human. And I am fully aware of that at this time. What is the answer, beloved students? Can you know that this is true? For those of you who can, this will be a mighty foundation to not only go through these discourses, but a building block to your ascension process, beloved students. Let us continue.
This is your destiny that no one and no thing can take away from you.
And believe us, dear ones, there have been many forces within your galaxy that have tried. But as a divine aspect of yourself, your free will and your choice and your destiny to ascend, that through all the manipulations of your DNA, the spiritual DNA could never be touched. It is a sacred aspect of your divinity that no one and no thing can interfere with. It is the God component. It is the God power. It is the God force and source within you, beloved students. No matter what you have ever been told or taught about yourself in this lifetime or previous lifetimes, hear this truth. You are an ascended master in the making again, to return to the source from whence you came. You have come to this planet to make a tremendous contribution to the evolutionary process of this particular planet, and that is the master love is a key component of all creation, a building block of all that there is. To experience every aspect of being human. In order to master being human, in order to transmute being human, to return to the format from which you came. Does this make sense? Can you see being human was never a punishment? It was never a victimhood. It was a choice that you have made, beloved students. We of the higher realms in this particular place, the Saint Germain realm, wish to pause one moment and for you to feel our love of you. For I, your teacher, your beloved teacher, to thank you. For I have been where you are. I know your pain that has gone into long-term suffering. I know your fear. I know your lack of not understanding and your desire sometimes to give up. But I and many higher realms that are associated with this endeavor called the Angel News Network are committed for you to know, first and foremost, you are not alone. You have never been alone. You will never be alone. You came from love. You are loved and you are lovable, beloved students. This is the truth. Let us continue.
It has only been through your mental body's thinking you are not good enough or worthy enough that you have built the resistance to your birthright.
In this mental body is trapped your altered ego, or trapped what you have learned, or your ego defenses around the wounding softening the parental conditioning that you have received from mom and dad. It's housed within the mental body, within a thought, but it is not who you are. And that mental body is now returning into service to the heart that contains this ascended mastership seed that doesn't have the erroneous belief systems in the mental body within it. It cannot permeate the heart space. With it is the knowledge of the knowing of who you actually are and why you're actually here. Continue.
What you have been taught about yourself is now being retaught, if you so choose, to make another choice now.
So many have taught you so many things within the innocence of parentalhood or with the desire to control what they did not create. But none of that is true. In fact, there has been very little truth within your world recently. A mass of deceit and denial of the deceit. For the day of truth and reckoning of the truth is upon you. We of the higher realms have gifted you something called cyberspace to break through to the truth, even though it is being corrupted at this time. But the essence of truth is still within it, if you so choose. Let us continue.
I am going to continue, but before I do, I'm going to turn on the question and answer query on the internet. And if you have a question, you can hit *6, and that'll put you into the query. Okay, so if you have a question, just hit *6. You are a divine spiritual being choosing to have a human experience in order to master the human self so that you may embrace your ascended mastership.
Do you understand that statement?
No.
Read it again.
You are a divine spiritual being.
Stop. Do you know this? Do you believe this? Some of you even have memory of it. A divine spiritual being is the foundation of it all. Many of you have forgotten it is a time to awaken this truth and remember this eternal divine aspect of yourself. Place your hands upon your hearts, beloved students, and repeat out loud, I am a divine spiritual being.
I am a divine spiritual being.
That's who you are. Anyone or anything who tells you otherwise is not telling you the truth. The next part of that sentence.
Choosing to have a human experience.
Ah, I actually chose, as a part of my purpose of being, as a part of my soul plan, to be human. It was your choice. When you were in a higher realm frequency, in a formless state of being, you chose to come down and continue to come down in repeated earth cycles called incarnational cycles to be who you are. Do you know this, beloved students? Do you believe this? Do you know this? Place your hands upon your hearts, beloved students, and say, I chose to have this human experience.
I chose to have this human experience.
It is not a punishment. It is a choice that you made that affected the evolution of this planet, this solar system, this galaxy, and all of creation for you to awaken to the ascended mastership of yourself and to eventually go into service to all that there is. Continue.
In order to master the human self.
Not to get rid of it. Not to fix it. Not to say, oh, I just want to ascend, Saint Germain. I just want to get on with all this. Get this over with. Maybe I'll commit suicide. Just escape it all. No, beloved students. It is to master it. By mastering all of what is not within creation through the human experience, you will become what is. Let me say this again. By mastering all of what is not within the human experience, you will master all that what is. Can you begin to see this, beloved students? Continue.
The human choice you have made is an essential aspect of creation, expressing itself in order to advance creation itself.
Can you see, was that ever told to you? The interconnectivity of creation itself in you and the choice that you made in being human? That it is all integrated into something of a foundation called oneness, which is an awfully difficult concept for humanity to master. So we are taking it step by step through these discourses until you have that aha moment. Read that sentence again.
The human choice you have made is an essential aspect of creation, expressing itself in order to advance creation itself.
There you are. In order to advance creation yourself, the choice that you made to be human is essential to that process. That is the interconnectivity of oneness. Do you see it, beloved students? Can you begin to see the connection of this?
How will it advance creation itself?
By being an essential aspect of oneness.
You know, earlier,
by learning through all of the foibles of humanity. These are all aspects of creation itself that need to be brought up to be cleared and cleansed and healed. And humanity, in this case, you as a human being, have chosen to take this on. You have darkness to know light. You have problem to know solution. You have feminine to know masculine. You have right to know wrong. Can you see, dear ones? Any other questions, or shall we continue?
Well, you made a very important statement that I think really explains a lot that was left out of this paragraph, and that is, by mastering what is not, you will master what is. Is that how you said?
What is of all creation within the oneness of it. But within the oneness is the what is not. You have heard the expressions, beloved students, that humanity loves to learn what is through what is not. How many times throughout your day do you focus on what is not there rather than what is? Would be an example. Do you understand, beloved students? Let us continue then.
We of the higher realms honor the choices and challenges you have made for the betterment of all there is.
Dear ones, we are in such gratitude for you. For I made the choice myself. And I made my ascension through the many incarnational cycles, some of which we shared at this time, to make it a priority when in my life to ascend. So the question I have to ask you as your teacher, your beloved teacher, is to ask you, are you ready to make this process of ascension your priority?
Yes.
Not to become totally absorbed in the chaos and confrontation and duality and separation of your 3D world, but to build a parallel paradigm of your ascension process, which will transcend your 3D world. Let us continue.
once you achieve your full ascended state through something called your higher self, I Am Presence, and world service, your service to all creation begins.
So the I Am Presence is your eternal ascended mastership seed within your heart, let's say, which gets activated and supported further by the energy within the planet and around the planet, the cosmic events that we have told you about, that I've told you about, that are taking place, which opens the crown chakra, which allows the integration of above and below energies coming in. Repeat that again.
Once you achieve your full ascended state through something called your higher self, I Am Presence, and world service, your service to all creation begins.
So within you is that presence, is that I Am Presence that no one and no thing can take away from you, the many forces and many religions, that many dogmas, that many teachings have tried to tell you. You have to reach outside of yourself to achieve that, to contact it, to have it be available, which is not the truth. It has always been within you. It has never not been within you. And what is happening now within your 3D world is you are waking up often through the reality of what is not in order to find out what is. Does that make sense, beloved students? Can you begin to see this process? Let us continue.
In addition to your I Am Presence, together we shall also be employing the violet flame in assisting you in achieving your ascended mastership.
And we will get in, because these are two essential tools within the frequency that I reside in at this time in this particular realm of Saint Germain. This I Am Presence, your higher self, and this violet flame energy coming in from the cosmos into the planet. In addition to the starseed energies, the harmonic convergence, the planetary rotation increases itself, all of these things are here supporting your process. And we'll get into these in more detail.
So you also will be employing the violet flame. It isn't something that we alone are invoking. You're also working with us on it.
The energy of the violet flame is a fuel, a battery, in your vernacular, that maintains and sustains the creative eternal energy of creation that we in the Ascended Mastership have mastered how to access that energy in order to manifest what we choose to manifest as an aspect of our responsibility to humanity and the planet herself. Does that make sense, beloved students? Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
So think of the violet flame as a battery, like the one within your cell phones, that allows you to communicate and allows you to access one another and to share information. Ascended mastership is all about the mastery of energy, realizing that energy is vibrations and frequencies that affect something called consciousness, which it affects something called emotions, which affects something called thoughts. Are you with me, beloved students?
Yes.
It is that mastery of energy that allowed the creation of all of your past golden ages, be they Lemurian, Atlantean, early Egypt, early Greece, Aztec, Mayan. These civilizations, through the context of the higher realms, and such as the Ascended Mastership realms, the star realms, the inner earth realms, receive these cosmic scientific formulas, equations, and codes and tenets that allow them to master levitation, to break free of gravity, and be able to create many of the temples which still exist within your 3D world today, which cannot be duplicated because that science has been lost. Later within these discourses, we will get into what we are calling wonders to come, which are basically a reintroduction through the mastery of energy, vibration, and frequency of all of the tools that will allow you to completely transcend your 3D world when your vibration and your consciousness is high enough to receive them. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
If they were in your hands at this time, with the level of density and consciousness that most of humanity is at, you would attempt to destroy yourselves and the planet again. The higher realms are not so much concerned about humanity destroying itself as the planet itself. We hope that doesn't hurt your feelings. Because it has happened before. It has happened in Lemuria and Atlantis, where high advanced civilizations, through the connection of higher realms, lost their connection to the higher realms because the human mind thought it could do it a better way, and these civilizations were destroyed. But aspects of them went into a higher frequency of existence and received a dispensation to go into the inner earth civilization. So the intention and their participation, their role within the ascension of the planet would continue to exist, i.e., Lemuria, Atlantis, Egypt, Greek, Egypt, Aztec, Hopi, Mayan, so forth and so on. Are there any questions about this, beloved students? Understanding how that happened and why it happened. And it could happen again through your free choice and your free will. You're all on a journey of choices, dear one, and decisions through your free will. And you're all individually and often collectively learning what you need to learn through these choices, through these decisions. But beloved students, these are just choices. You can make another choice next time if that choice doesn't work for you. Let us continue.
If there are any questions online, just hit star 6. Both the I Am Presence and the Violet Flame utilize the cosmic laws and science of frequency and vibration.
As we pointed out earlier, there will be more on this, but that is what perpetrates and supports these particular tools. Continue, please.
Mastership is all about mastering the use of energy through frequency and vibration.
And that has been explained. Are there any questions about that? You're all within that process. That is what we have done within the Ascended Mastership realm. We have mastered and been given permission by the councils of creation, with no intention to harm others or this particular planet. Continue.
This allows you to manifest what you intend through focusing your attention.
Attention plus intention equals manifestation equals creation.
There will be more on this within our dialogue later.
Are there any questions or clarifications needed about these points at this time?
Could you repeat what you just said about intention?
Manifestation.
And manifestation, yes.
The equation goes like this. And these audios are available to you, beloved student. Attention plus intention equals manifestation equals creation. What you pay attention to, which supports your intention, allows manifestation. The formulas of manifestation in a deeper way are available through this particular channel and poetry and other channels as well, for those of you who wish to get into that more deeply. All of this exists and is accessible. You're living within a period, beloved students, of testing your ability to be able to use the tools that have been already given to you. This is the reason I wanted to create the simplified, concise teaching once again. For you are at a precipice of making a choice or not through your free will and free choice of applying the tools or not. It is a test. Do you understand, beloved students? Are there any questions about this particular test and why it exists? Then let us continue.
All creation would be incomplete without each and every one of you.
Do you know that? Do you believe that? Place your hands upon your hearts, dear ones, and say out loud, all of creation would be incomplete without me.
All of creation would be incomplete without me.
Or I wouldn't be here.
Or I wouldn't be here.
There you go. Anyone ever tell you that? Did mom and dad tell you that? Did any teachers tell you that? Did any religions tell you that? Did any gurus tell you that? Well, there it is. You are an essential aspect of all creation, and that ascended mastership seed that lies within your heart, where do you think it came from? It came from creation itself, herself. Let us continue.
When you trust, surrender, and embrace this truth, your resistance will vanish like the wounds and ego defenses you created to survive being human.
You know, we said it earlier. It is that lack of trust which has prevented the surrender that will allow the process to come forward. Beloved students, you're all in the process of healing that. I had to heal it too. I know what that feels like. I know what it is to be killed for my truth. I know what it is to be betrayed for me telling my truth. I know what it is to be abandoned for being who I came here to be. I know this, beloved students. I too have experienced what you are experiencing. Let us continue.
The thing that humanity fears the most is recognizing and embracing your divinity through your I Am presence that lives within your hearts.
Hard to believe. You probably thought it was death. But because humanity has been taught so long that you're not good enough and worthy enough to be divine, that you can't possibly be this, you have come to fear it more than death itself. Do you know this, beloved students? To gain access to this truth, to this wisdom, will release it. Will release the anguish, the fear associated with it. Continue, please.
For eons, those working on the dark side of humanity have taught you that you are something else in an attempt to control you.
Trying to control eon after eon what they did not create. It might have worked for a short period of time, or in some cases a long period of time, but ultimately in your vernacular, the gig is up. Continue, please.
And they have done a pretty good job. But what these hidden forces do not realize is they cannot permanently control what they did not create.
And as the ascension process accelerates on the planet, this becomes more and more difficult as they are revealed for who they are and what they're trying to be and do within that control.
And they did not create this world or you.
Even though They have attempted to enslave the plants, the animals, the minerals, the natural resources, most of humanity. It's been some long form of insanity which is ending within this final 2,000-year cycle, which began the hourglass in your vernacular flipped over in 12, 21, 22 of your year 2012, dear ones. And you thought that was the end of the world. It was the end of the cycle, the beginning of the ascension process within the final 2,000-year cycle. On your exact calendar dates, that was 12, 21, 22, 2012. There are many teachings between this particular channel and other many others on those dates for those of you who wish to study the energetic events of that particular line and how they are affecting you now. Let us continue.
Your emotional and mental bodies have been filled with erroneous belief systems that are not true.
So let's just quickly revisit once again, and many of you have mastered this. You have an emotion, an emoted feeling, which creates a thought, which impedes how energy, back to energy, moves through your body, which can create an imbalance in the physical body and what you call dis-ease. It is the lack of wisdom of how that energy in regard to the emotion and the thought and the flow of the energy in the body is really preventing any permanent healing within your systems of medicine. So largely you are medicating symptoms and often creating something else as a side effect from that particular medication. But it is your destiny to begin to master the relationship of your emotional body. The teachings of your ego defenses and those wounds are available through you through this endeavor and others for those of you who wish to study that. The five primary ego defenses and how they support the wounds and how these are maturated and created. How you can actually walk into a room, beloved students, and look at an individual and see how they're physically configured and actually determine their defenses and their wounds. Of course, you are all aspects of all of them, but you have monadic and primary defenses and wounds. Many of you have been taught the importance of connecting with your inner wounded child, your mystical, your magical children within you, in order to facilitate that healing. That's also another teaching that is available to you in detail for those of you who resonate with that wisdom. Let us continue.
There has actually been very little truth in your world, but the truth will set you free, and it is available to you now if you so choose to receive and accept it.
Through your resonance, how you feel about it, through your discernment, how you think about it, you will determine your truth.
We of the higher realms have gifted you with cyber communication systems to free you from the control of others, even as they are attempting to be controlled now.
The propensity to be untruthful is permeating your cyber systems, as many of you are aware. So we urge you to use your resonance and discernment in knowing what is true for you.
And the last sentence repeats what you said. Use your resonance, how you feel about it, and your discernment, how you think about it, as your internal gyro system to know what to know and to bring into your life and world.
Your truth, what works for you. Again, through your resonance, how you feel about it, remember those emotive feelings and your thoughts, and realize that your emotions create and affect your thoughts, create the flow of energy, and begin to become conscious of how that works on a daily basis within your lives, if you so choose, beloved students.
You know, the issue of cyberspace being controlled is really emerging as being a huge issue, because not only is this all the issues of fake news that we think might have even influenced our elections, but I just finished a long article talking about how countries are plotting and warring against each other in ways that are unimaginable in terms of what China's doing and Russia is doing, undermining so much of our democratic systems.
So the trick in your vernacular here, beloved students, is to trust your resonance. Trust it. Know it. Don't believe it. Have the belief move into a knowing. Then listen to the mental body, which is fraught with the erroneous belief systems, but never, don't eliminate it. Bring it into the equation. Listen to what the thought has to say. Then slowly, beloved students, allow that thought, to that discernment within the thought, to surrender and trust the residence. Allow it to slide down gently into the thought, the discernment, into the residence that comes from your heart space. And then allow that to be your truth. What prevents and often creates your fake news is not trusting the internal gyro system of resonance and discernment, or not believing that it exists at all, that you couldn't possibly have that type of power within yourselves. Not so. You do. Do you choose to awaken it now? For you are awakening your spiritual DNA, your higher chakras as we speak, by the planetary and cosmic events that are taking place to support your ascension process of moving to a higher frequency of existence. The whole of creation, beloved students, is conspiring to love and support you. Place your hands upon your hearts, beloved students, and repeat after me. The entire universe is loving and supporting my ascension process.
The entire universe is loving and supporting my ascension process.
The universe will be incomplete without me being and doing this. Say it.
The universe will be incomplete without me being and doing this.
It's all interconnected. It all goes back to this foundation of how it all began with this oneness. Let us continue.
Your ascension process is all about raising your vibration frequency through your awareness consciousness so you can transmute, transcend, ascend into a higher frequency of existence.
And you are being and doing that through the relationship with self, self, myself, yourself, self, being a reflection of all that there is.
The higher realms cannot allow a lower frequency within them.
There is a barrier, like the density that you reside in at this time cannot allow. You have an inner earth civilization of many, many advanced civilizations in the core of your earth, which most of humanity does not believe or is totally unaware that exists. And they await with the same DNA as we have in the ascended mastership, so they are below, we are above, waiting for you to raise your frequency enough so hearts and hands can join. This is the true meaning of as below, so above, as below. When your frequency and ascended frequency raises your higher enough frequency, the inner earth civilizations and we of the ascended masterships will meet and join hands and hearts. And beloved students, in your vernacular, cosmic fireworks will go off at that time.
Right now, your present frequency is preventing your ascension.
That's the only reason. So all of this is to use the tools which I am and we of the higher realms are supporting to assist you as promptly as possible to raise your resonance and your vibration and your consciousness so we can more forthrightly join hands.
We of the higher realms continue to send you ways and means to heal yourself so we may join as one. Endeavors such as the Angel News Network and others are dedicated to sending our support to you while also allowing you to have direct access to us.
Key word, direct access, divine discussion. Continue.
Saint Germain, in the 1930s, the Saint Germain Presses published many books that contain the wisdom that came from you in the early 1930s. Two of the books, the I Am Discourses and the I Am Instructions, are chock full of healing statements and techniques that you gave us to deal with, to heal and to deal with the challenges of life. Would it make sense to kind of to try to draw on those teachings of that time? Because there's so many in there, and there really aren't that many specific actions in this material, as far as I could see. So I was curious as to what your response to that would be.
Again, beloved student, the purpose of this is to be simplified and concise. And there are many tools within these concise discourses without overloading you with a lot of exercises, or you have to do this or you have to do that to simplify it. Again, follow your resonance for those teachings. And understand the ascension process of humanity has not always been a straight line forward. As what was discussed in your 1930s did not necessarily go forward forthright. The world went into chaos. It went into world war. And there were many, many chaotic, confrontational events that took place on the planet and within and for humanity. So it is the choice of humanity at this time. What makes this more unique is that in your 2012, this final process, this final 2,000-year cycle within the 26,000-year cycles of the planet has activated and makes it, in your vernacular, somewhat more urgent and more assertive and more integrated for humanity. But those teachings are available, those tools are available. What is happening with these seven discourses, they are energetic building in a simplified, concise way to allow more people to access this than have in the past. Does that help you?
Yes.
Let us continue. Are there any other questions or clarifications that anyone needs?
We again acknowledge the choices you have made in being human, learning the way you have chosen to learn what you need to master in order to free yourself from yourself.
If there's anything we wish to impart this particular gathering at this time, dear ones, is the Ascended Mastership and many of the higher realms' gratitude for the choices that you have made, the experiences you are choosing to have in being human.
Please know this is the only way there could be a permanent healing due to the demise of past golden ages due to your disconnect from higher realms, the human mental body thinking it could be and do it a better way.
Do you understand this, beloved students? Read this again.
Please know this is the only way there could be a permanent healing.
Stop, beloved. A permanent healing. You've had many opportunities in past golden ages, beloved students, be they Lemurian, Atlantean, Egypt, Greek, Aztec, Mayan, Hopi, whatever, wherever. Those were not permanent. If they had been, the planet and humanity would have already ascended. So what is important and what is essential this particular time with the hourglass flipping over in 2012? It necessitates a permanent healing for those who so choose through their freedom of choice and freedom of will to ascend and apply the tools that are available to you. Continue, please.
The goal is for you to achieve a permanent connection to the higher realms so that together we can be in service to all there is.
So there will be a multidimensional awakening of yourself to be in a constant connection to the higher realms. Are there any questions about this?
So you're saying the only way we could connect achieve a permanent connection to the higher realms is the mastering of the use of energy to raise our frequency and vibration, which would create a permanent healing, and that would allow us to connect permanently with the higher realms.
In order to embrace your multidimensionality. Got it?
Right.
Are there any questions about it? This is core. This is essential, beloved students. Is anyone confused?
Any questions?
This is the reason we keep these discourses as simple as possible. There are some basic foundations of integration to be taken place to assist you.
Loud as you can, Beth.
Are there practical things that we can do to increase our energy, to raise our vibration? Do you have any practical suggestions for us, St. Germain?
There are hundreds of them. They're available in the teachings that the beloved student has brought up. They have to do with meditations. They have to do with breathing exercises. They have to do with what you ingest in your body. But most importantly, they have to do with your emotions, your thoughts, and being in touch with this and how this affects the energy flow within your body. It has to do with your ability to be not sucked in your vernacular to all of the drama and the chaos and the confrontation that's taking place in your world. It has to do with having the ascension process itself be your priority, not the activation and the stimulation of your nervous system about what's taking place in your world and what am I going to buy today or where am I going to shop. You see, dear one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
St. Germain, you've talked about the importance of focusing our attention. That's what I find the value of affirmations are. One affirmation you give in one of those books is so simple, but I've been focusing on it, and it seems to be changing my entire experience. It is, my mighty I Am presence is flooding my life and my world with perfection. And I keep resetting that over and over again.
Beloved students, listen carefully. You have repeated many of the mantras and the phrases that we have given you for quite some time. What is happening with many of you, and do not judge or shame or blame this, it is stuck within your mental body. What we are doing and being at this time is going back a bit and your vernacular to the basics within these discourses to open up a further assimilation of these mantras, which have a vibrational and an energetic intention within them to manifest ascension, in order to allow you to better integrate them. Do you understand, beloved students?
Mm-hmm.
Many of you for many lifetimes have been saying these phrases, these mantras, repeatedly. They have not transcended your mental body into your heart space to activate that ascended master seed that lies within your heart. Do you understand, beloved students?
Do feelings help us do that? In engaging feelings with it?
Yes. Your feelings, your emotive feelings, are actually a divine pathway to your ascension by feeling them and releasing them. If you have a feeling of joy, if you have a feeling of bliss, if you have a feeling of happiness, that is a higher vibration,
right,
which will raise your thought process, which will raise your consciousness, which will raise what choices you make and do physically. Does that make sense?
Yes.
This is very good, beloved students.
So that's a good way of getting out of the head.
Yes. We're getting into the nitty-gritty here. And this nitty-gritty aspect of us being able to dialogue like this is what these discourses are all about, is to predicate and open these questions and integrations. Are we together?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. Let us continue. You are welcome.
As your planet moves into its final 2,000-year cycle of creating the final seventh golden age of returning to light from whence we all came, your healing and transformation will come through a personal process that requires you being and doing the work and accepting with compassion, thus forgiving how you have chosen to learn.
And the question of the beloved student previously was asking for some specific tools that lies within that self-mastery process, which has come from the archangelic realm of Michael and Gabriel and Uriel and Raphael. There are beautiful personal processes available to you with specific tools to free yourself from yourself, which is how you've chosen to ascend in being human, in effect, signing a human contract. Are there any questions about this, beloved students? And so what this aspect of self really represents in relationship to the ascension process? Any clarity that is needed at this time? Self is a reflection of all that there is. Love is the building block of all creation. Master loving self, self being all that there is, elevates the frequency and assures the ascension. Are we together, beloved students?
Yes.
Very good. Let us continue.
As Saint Germain mentioned, all the tools you need to master self are available in great detail through this endeavor and others.
It's all there. So you're being asked, as you encounter these human challenges, to ask yourself, which of these tools am I willing to apply in this moment of now? It's a test to see of the tools that have been made available, and if you're not aware of them, become aware of them if you so choose through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, and ask yourself, beloved students, which tool or tools do I choose to use during this moment and now with this particular challenge? Are you with me, beloved students?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very good. Let us continue.
Your ascension process does not have to be as painful as your experiences in the past. It is not a punishment. The universe is built upon love. The pain does not have to continue to be long-term suffering. Right now, if you so choose, you can see this as the grandest journey of all your lifetimes, joining with us, working together hand in hand, heart to heart. Remember, our DNA is the same since we walked where you are walking now. We ask that you join us, knowing we have been where you are and have made another choice to ascend.
And by taking responsibility for all of that, you employ the equation, the cosmic universal equation of responsibility equals consequence. By taking responsibility for that, not judging and shaming and blaming yourself for it, but just saying, this is the choice. This is the journey of the choice that I made, the decision that I made at this time, through my free will, to learn what I need to learn, how I need to learn it. And within this final ascension cycle of the planet, for it to achieve a permanent healing. Does this make sense, beloved students?
Yes.
Are there any questions about this and why you have chosen this and why it is so important to take responsibility of it and not to blame it on someone else, not to see yourself as the victim of it? If you are God experiencing yourself, which you are, who would have been responsible other than you? I ask you. If the universe is incomplete without you, and you truly know this, who would have created all of this but you? So how does it work? Saint Germain, how exactly does this work? When you leave your physical body and you go into the fourth and fifth dimensions and you reevaluate what you had decided you were going to learn in that lifetime and what you didn't learn and what you did learn, then you create circumstances the way that is necessary for you to affect learning them. And that's the lifetime that you choose. What makes this particular period of incarnational cycles rather unique and assertive is the ascension process in the final 2,000-year cycle of the planet. Do you understand, beloved students?
Yes.
Very good. Let us continue.
We of the Ascended Realms are committed to supporting you as you transform your world into communities of equality, harmony, and balance through a loving relationship with self.
You will not create peace on earth without that love, without that equality, without that harmony, without that balance. You will remain in opposition.
When you are ready to meet our commitment and make it the most important priority in your life, our world will become one.
So I ask you, and we of the Ascended Mastership Realms and other higher realms ask you, are you ready to make that choice?
Yes.
Are you ready? Then, beloved students, allow that decision that you have made as an individual to come together in communities of love and equality and build a collective voice, build a collective consciousness, if you will, build a collective awakening and see how that changes your world rather than being in opposition and fighting the existing system as it is. Let us continue.
There's actually a codependence between our dimensions. As our frequencies join as one, it allows the destiny of humanity and this planet to be further fulfilled.
Did anyone ever tell you that, beloved students, that there's an interaction, there's an integration, there's a codependence? That's an aspect of the oneness of all that there is. But most immediately and most lovingly and most beautifully, what awaits you on this particular planet is the joining of the inner earth civilizations, which have already ascended, and we have ascended mastership. We work on a daily basis with your inner earth ascended brothers and sisters, and it is such a joyous experience that our hearts and our hands hunger to join yours in that process. That, beloved students, is the glorious day we of the Ascended Masterships and those of the inner earth await. Let us continue.
The destiny of humanity and this planet is to become the master teachers of the universe. This is who you truly are and why you are here. This is the big picture.
So there's plenty to be done right here, but putting the macro, micro together, beloved students, it is so important that you see down that macro, micro tunnel into this grand plan. When all this is achieved, what it really means into a mastership, when you have mastered energy, when you have mastered manifestation, then your full service to creation, to all there is, to God, to Source, whatever you choose to call it within language, is yours at hand. Can you feel the magnificence of that? We of the Ascended Masters play within that daily. Let us continue.
So you're really saying that when you raise our frequencies to the fifth dimension, together, you and us, all of us, we will collectively become the master teachers of the universe.
So we ask you, and the yes to that question, is that a motivation for you? Mm. Is that a carrot that creation is dangling in front of you, beloved students? Is that big enough?
And we're teaching that we're all one in love. Is that what we will be teaching the universe?
You will be assisting, beloved students, in the creation of worlds. Some not as advanced as you are. Some where you are, some much more advanced. To be a part of assisting them as we are assisting you and the other higher realms assisting you, for everything to keep evolving and expanding and cycling into formlessness, light, and density. But as it expands and grows, it keeps getting higher and higher and higher endlessly. It is difficult to put this aspect of creation into human language. It is something when we join, which is our destiny, you will begin to fill your hearts and fill your eternal beingness with this reality. And you will glow as the brightest star within the cosmos within this reality, dear ones. Let us continue.
So this will be the last opportunity to get an answer for any question you may have. So if you have a question, you need to hit star 6. For your destiny to take place, you need to master self and manifest this final golden age through the application of love, the building block of all.
So this concept of love, which is so sorely lacking in many of your daily lives, and the foundation of the collective lack is within the individuated lack of self, is why you have chosen to master being human through the relationship with self. Does this make sense?
Yes.
This is the only way you could not repeat the demise of the past golden ages. It has been an arduous past, but we of the higher realms are intent on giving you all the tools. In fact, the majority of them already exist, and that's why we repeat. Are you ready to apply them? Are you ready to ask yourself, which tool will I apply in this specific situation that's arising, this challenge in my life, and allow it to free you from that through a mastery of self, thus in turn a mastery of life, since self is all of life? Does this make sense, beloved students?
Yes.
As to why you have chosen this particular path. Let us continue.
When you have reflected love in all human endeavors, all your beingness will entrain to this highest frequency, and you will transmute into your light bodies and become the ascended masters you are destined to be in human form.
So the ticket, the primary first-class ticket in your vernacular to this ascension is what, beloved students? What is it?
Love.
Yes. And you are in the process of mastering what exactly this means cosmically and energetically in order to master the frequencies and vibrations, or the lack of it, within creation, and that's exactly the gift that we have been given as ascended masters. Freeing ourselves from any limitation or lack within the 3D. How would that make you feel, beloved students?
Complete.
To be able to be and do exactly what we in the ascended mastership can do, which is manifest anything we desire with no intention to harm. How would that make you feel?
Great.
Let us continue.
Well, the last statement here, Saint Germain, is the way you closed out the discourse. As we further embark on this dialogue, let us fill our hearts and eternal souls with the ascension fire that burns within you. I am Saint Germain, your ascended way shower, teacher, brother, and friend.
And that fire and that tool is a violet flame and your I am presence. Would one of you please read the poem that we gave to the channel that we're coming through at this time, at the end of this discourse?
This poem is from the Sacred Poetry and Mystical Messages to Change Your Life and the World. Ascended Masters among us. Ascended Masters are always amongst us, guardians and gifts of humanity, who have worked many millennia from the unseen to the seen. They enlighten and brighten and lift humanity out of our self-created, self-centered creations. These higher beings' domain is beyond death's doors, having eternal dominance over the physical body and terrain. All things obey their command as they demand the laws of nature, and the universe is at their converse.
So be it, beloved students. Thank yourself for showing up. We shall embark with the additional discourses and dialogues. And if you so choose, there are an extended glossary of terminology which contain energetic downloads, which also can become tools to answer the previous beloved student's question about tools that are available to you. The Ascended Mastership asks for only your love and your support of this endeavor. So in closing, are there any questions before we take our leave?
Speak up, Beth.
Saint Germain, I have one more question, and it goes back to one of your incarnations. You said that you were the father of Jesus, and are all ascended masters equal? Was Jesus any greater than any of the other ascended masters?
It is, we live in a world of equality, harmony, balance, love, and peace. All are equal. All have certain responsibilities, residing in certain bands of consciousness and frequency and vibrations to support this planet, this solar system, this galaxy, and often beyond. As we have stated before, this particular individual who fathered an individual who incarnated the Christ consciousness became a human example of what the Christ consciousness can become in order to prepare humanity as a whole for the awakening of that consciousness within themselves. Not that it would come in the form of another being, but it would come in the form of yourself. The extended studies of the Ascended Masters are available to you all in great detail. For those of you who resonate, you will find within your soul plans, you will resonate with specific frequencies and specific individuals, perhaps more than another, or you may find them collectively comfortable. I, of the frequency of Saint Germain, am bringing this particular teaching, since I have been so involved with the evolution of this planet, and particularly the creation of the United States of America, and we will get into that in depth more. Are there any questions, any further questions, dear ones?
Thank you.
Are we complete?
I believe we're complete, Saint Germain.
So as we take our leave, we are delighted and pleased and a harmonious balance and harmony with those of you who are showing up. We look forward to continue this journey of these discourses. Remember, this particular endeavor will be interfacing with the archangelic realms of Michael. and you will have a blessed opportunity in your year 2017, signifying a year of rebirth, a year of new creations. So remember, beloved students, no matter what is going on within your outside world, your ascension process is properly and wholeheartedly seated within your own individuated heart.
Thank you.
Just to remind everyone, tonight is offered on a love offering basis, and you can go to theangelnewsnetwork.com to donate, or you can donate in the classroom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. Good night.
Good night.